acceleration and executing kingdom business with thrown back to momentum. This isn't just something that I want you to hear, like how sometimes you think about, I want speed in my finances. I want speed in this. It is a bit ambidextrous. It has got two sides of it. Much as you have the speed, but God also wants you to have a speed. And what I'm going to share with you is going to take you from one level of understanding to a particular understanding that is not common. So we're going to look at types of speed and how each speed can be treated. Some here. I feel like time is not on your side. What is supposed to happen is supposed to happen. Now, say with me again, everybody. Say with me again, everybody. The king's business, requires haste. Now, so what do we mean when we say haste? The word haste simply means fast. And the type of being fast, it is that one of emergency or urgency. When somebody says, I left in haste, he's giving you a picture that even when he was picking his bag, he wasn't picking it like just properly. You pack in haste. Meaning to say that there is a particular type of urgency. You are in haste. You just have to be very fast. If I say, move now. Imagine you go in your room. You pack everything. You take a shower. You dress up. And you move. The same thing you would actually do in 30 minutes. On this moment, you have done in 5 minutes because you are in a haste. So the word haste, it must give you that picture. Say haste. Okay. So the king's business requires haste. Now let's go into the scripture quickly. 1 Samuel 21 verse 8.
And David said to Ahimelech, is there not here on hand a spear or a sword? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business requires haste.
The king's business requires haste. Imagine that David, now look at the scripture there. It says, for I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me. He was so fast that in fact he forgot the weapons and just rushed. It says, because the king's business requires haste. Before I continue, I want to say something to each one of you. If you are a student of prophets or in the prophetic ministry, it helps you to understand that this life you are living, you are not just living as a person. There is a particular mandate that God gave you. I'm talking to somebody. There is a particular what? You are not just waking up and living a life. There is a mandate God wants you to achieve. There is something that God wants you to do. But you will not do it if you do not understand the king's business. The king we're talking about here is God himself. When we say business, we mean everything to do with him. Say with me, the king's business requires haste. Now, where there's haste, I want you to say it again. The king's business requires urgency. Emergency. Requires, say it again, requires being fast. So if you are here by now, if you are a student in the prophetic, you must understand there is a mandate that you have. Otherwise, you're believing like a normal person and you are not. Unfortunately, there is something upon you that God has deposited and he has put. There is a requirement of being haste. Imagine God says, I have anointed you with anointing to be supporting my work with money. Now, first year has finished. You are not doing it because you don't have money. Second year is a finishing. You can't do it. Yet the king's business requires what? You have to be fast. Now, imagine that you are failing to do what God wanted you to do. This is why it is both sides. God wants you to do it, but then you need finances to do what God said you should want. Therefore, you also need the finances to come how? Fast. So that you can also do your work fast. Raise up a hand. It's in the name of Jesus. I receive this kind of speed. Now, understand this. Understand this. So the issue here is, what makes people, they pray, Father, I pray, let my doors open, let things happen, and then, Father, I pray for speed, and then nothing is happening. Do you know why? Now, we're going to look unto these types of speed in the spirit. Now, the first speed we're going to look in the spirit is this: the speed of haste. Somebody say haste. Haste, being haste. It is the first level of speed. Speed number one, haste. Haste. This is where God is requiring you to take a quick action. Whatsoever you are doing around you as not yours, but as the king's, there will be haste. Can I repeat?
Yes.
If you have a job and then you understand that this job is, I'm just a steward of this job. A steward is a person who is responsible, who handles somebody's business. If God gave this man a job, this man a job. All of them, they have got jobs. But one amongst them thinks, this is not my job. It is the king's. And the two think, it's my job. Already they are different. One has got something that belongs to God. Where two have got something that belongs to them. In other words, one has already surrendered it to say, it's not my business, it's God's. Now, that moment or that fact of declaring of what you have or who you are to be God's, the Lord's, already has positioned you to the anointing of haste. Because God's business requires what? So the moment you put things, my position as God's, the Lord's, already you have moved out of your friend zones. Your friends, they have to move as the world moves, as dynamics move. With you, you have already moved because the king's business requires haste. In other words, your things will begin to move at a certain level that no one can understand it. your finances, your calling, your business, your level of thinking, because it is not yours. What does the scripture say? I'm talking to somebody right here. So one day, King David woke up in the morning. It's a verse I love so much. He woke up in the morning and he realized he was living in the world. He was living on earth. You know what he did? He surrendered the earth he was living. And he said, "The Lord, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof." Are you here? He surrendered where he was living. He said, "This is not mine." He was a king. And he said, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof." Are you here, somebody? Yes. Now, when you check in the book of Psalms, I hope you're getting it. When you check in the book of Psalms 24, you're going to go to 24, verse 1. The Bible says,
"The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein."
Now, I want you, where they say the earth is the Lord's, I want you to put anything of you. "My life is the Lord's. My calling is the Lord's. My project is the Lord's." So the first level of divine acceleration or urgency is the hest. This is where you actually yourself, you dedicate who you are. You surrender what you have and say, "I'm giving to God." Just by you saying that, not just by words because you want something. It is all about you being a steward and understanding your calling, that I have not been called for me. I understand some of you want money for you. I was teaching the same thing in the morning. For the sake of his name. It has to be for the sake of him. It has to be for him. So anything you have, are you getting me? If you have a neighbor, just tell your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, is it the Lord's? Or is yours?" No, tell your neighbor, say, "I'm wondering how things are moving around you." Tell your neighbor again, say, "How are things moving around you?" That's the first laddering question that we use to identify if whether what you are doing is purely dedicated to God or not. Because the king's business requires haste. Now we look at how you are doing things, the things you are doing. And then they're very slow. Very slow. God will not be waiting for you at all. And you're very slow. God says, "I've called you." And you're very slow, very slow. God will want to wait for you. One time I remember God told me to do something for him. He said, "I want you to do A, B, C, D." And I was taking time. I remember the Lord telling me to say, "Stop it. I'm going to raise another person who is going to do it." I said, "No way." That day, following the first thing, I had to do it. In this level, it is where a person understands what I am doing is not mine. The mindset of knowing what I am, what I'm doing is not mine. It is what takes your dependency on self. It is what takes dependency on people. And your dependency relies on God. Most people who do things as theirs, they look at their possessions. They look at their bank balance, their spreadsheet. But when you understand it's not mine, and the Lord is telling you that I'm putting you into real estate, you don't even know where to start from. You will know where to start from. But if you do not know it's the king's, you will not know where to start from. immediately God wants you to start mining. You have to start it because the king's business. No, I'm not hearing you. The king's business requires haste. Otherwise, just be moving around like first year is finished. Another year is coming like, oh, no, I'll start doing it. You know, I'm struggling to start it. I'm struggling to... Because you are looking at money. You are not looking at covenant. You have not made that covenant with God to say whatsoever I have is yours. Whatsoever you give me, it is yours. Every business, every document, you take them and surrender them in the presence of Almighty. And he said, take them, they are yours. They are your business. They are your projects. It's your application. This promotion will be yours. This job will be yours. This child will be yours. The king's business. I want to hear you. The king's business requires haste. And most of you don't even understand why God gives you ideas to say, I want you to go into farming. I want you to be in mining. I want you to do this. And as I'm speaking to you, are stuck. Completely stuck. You don't even know where to start from. David even left weapons. He left his spear. He went quickly. He said, I left even everything because the king's business. Tonight, I want you to make a covenant with God. Take your business document. Say, God, this is your business. This is your project. The king's business requires haste. It's a requirement. It's not something that is supposed to happen. The Bible says it requires. It is a requirement. It is not a necessity. It's beyond that. It is a requirement. In fact, it's a requirement. If you belong to God's kingdom, him as the king, the first requirement, you need to understand that it requires haste. You have to move fast and your things have to move fast. If God says, I want you to build my church, you have to do it fast. May you receive this anointing of haste. Everything that you begin to do from now, it will be done fast. Let's go to activation. Dedicate your ventures, decisions, and daily tasks afresh to the king. Declare, this is not my project. This is not my benefit. Neither my prophets, it is the king's, and it shall move with haste. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare.
I declare.
It's no longer my decisions.
It is no longer my decisions.
It's no longer my plans.
It is no longer my plans.
It's no longer my prophets.
It is no longer my prophets.
It is the king's.
It is the king's.
It will move with haste.
It will move with haste.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Whether it's healing.
Whether it's healing,
whether it's deliverance,
whether it's deliverance,
whether
it's promotion,
it's not mine.
It is not mine.
It is for the king.
It is for the
king. It will happen with haste.
It will happen with haste.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now let's go to number two. Type of speed number two. Divine acceleration. When something is into acceleration, we mean it's already moving, but a speed is being added. So I'm driving a car already. I'm driving at 80 kilometers per hour. Then when I say I have added the speed, that's acceleration. In other words, I'm putting more pressure to make things, to make the car move more faster. Imagine this. We are dealing with acceleration. You are moving. Things are moving. I understand you're having a project, you're doing business, or you're working. Then imagine all of a sudden, things are already happening, but all of a sudden, there is a certain movement that you even get shocked that I'm doing business here. Yeah? I've been doing business. Maybe it was slow, but all of a sudden, things just change. Whether it's ministry, what, anything. Things just change and they begin to happen very quick. It's divine acceleration. Somebody shout the king's business. requires haste. In the book of Amos, let's go to the book of Amos quickly. We're going to check in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, Message translation.
Yes, indeed. It won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up.
Okay, now, just stop there. Okay? It says the how things, this type of acceleration, it means, I want you to imagine you're in a car that is moving very fast, that even now uncomfortable, like, hey, can you reduce this? Even you are the one who's in a hurry. You now tell the driver, say, I know I'm in a hurry, but driver, can you reduce? It says your head will what? Swim. Imagine where you are. It's so fast that even your head, it goes like, no. The Bible says how this is how things will happen. No, you're not getting it. Because it is the king's what? God wants them to happen how? In haste. God wants things to be done fast. He says you will not be able to keep up. One thing after another. This one is being done as you're looking. Oh, you're talking about this miracle. Another one is happening. As you're thinking of this one, another one is happening. As we're thinking of this one, continue reading the scripture.
Everything will be happening at once.
Imagine.
And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills.
Did you hear that? Tell your neighbor. Hi-ya-ya-ya. I need this kind of speed. Things must happen at once. Now, we have spoken about the king's business. Firstly, most people do not receive because it is their business. It is their project. In God's economy, in God's business, seasons can collapse into moments. Speed is not just natural. It's a prophetic effect. God wants his business to move quickly and not slowly. Seasons can be converted into what? Moments. What was supposed to take a season of 4 months can just take a moment of 2 days. And it's not just natural. It's a prophetic effect. As long as it will serve the king's interest, as long as his name will be glorified, as long as it is for his kingdom, things that are supposed to take a season can take a moment. Because it is his business. And his business requires haste. Am I telling somebody here? I want you to recall a moment when you needed the speed. And the question, next question must be, why did you need that speed? If the answer is because you needed a miracle, you were wrong. The answer must be because it was supposed to save the king's business. Have you seen all miracles in the Bible? It was for the king. Nehemiah, when he was a cupbearer of another king, a miracle happened, a breakthrough happened in his life because it was supposed to save the king's, God's interest. Moses, the speed of water, the splitting of water, it was not for him. It was for the king's glory. I'm talking to somebody here. Any miracle you know in the Bible, it was for the kings. Now, so recall a moment when you needed things to happen fast. Why did you need that fast thing to be done? Is it because people are laughing at you? Is it because of your current situation? Because of mockery? Is it because you were panicking and you needed God's help? You were wrong. Because God understands. There are people in India. There are people in Tunisia. There are people in Germany. People in Malawi. People in Mozambique. They are also panicking. And God is quiet. So what will make the king to move for you? There are people with a similar situation like yours, even worse. But what will attract the king to come into your rescue? It is because it is his interest. What made God come down and speak to Moses? Because Moses would save his interest. What made God come and speak to Abraham? God had interest. I want my kingdom, my nation will come from you. What made God to visit Mary? God had an interest through you. The Messiah will be born. What will make God to come and make things happen quickly around you? Is it because for your interest? Forget about it. Raise your hand and say, oh Lord, I surrender who I am. I surrender my plans. I surrender my benefits. I surrender my plans. I surrender my business, my promotion, my increase into your hands. Oh Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Now, have you seen how you slow God yourself and you think God is slow? He's not. Because he understands it's all about you. All you want is, I need to pay rent. Oh, I'm struggling for this. Can God visit me? Lord, I am going to suffer. If Lord, you not show up, oh Father, they will do this to me. It has to be for his name. God, I don't want your name to be put to shame. It has to be for his name's sake. I'm talking to somebody, right? Understand this. If you want God to be involved in your affairs, it must not be for you. So the king's business requires haste. So it's not only does it require God to do it fast, it also requires you to start making movements. Imagine David even left a spear. Just came out, king, where's the spear? The king's business. I had to be fast. There are so many people who are very slow, extremely slow, and they're believing God for something. Say after me, I receive speed in my mind.
I receive speed in my mind.
May I be acting fast.
May I be acting fast.
On God's assignments.
On God's assignments.
And God is not happy with most people, and they don't even know it. And it's them actually who go to God and say, God, I need speed. And God said, but I've given you so many things to do. I want you to do my assignments with haste. Everything in the kingdom, if you read the scripture, it's so fast. Everything was done very quickly. Everything. Jesus said, you built this for 40 years. I can destroy it and I can actually build it in 3 days. Then he died and resurrected after how many days? Yet you, when you die, we have to wait for rapture to resurrect. Him, he died today. 2 days later, he resurrected. Because he cannot wait for rapture. Things happen very fast. Can I go number three? Yes. Say number three. Now, this one is known as the speed of prophetic compression. Prophetic compression. In other words, to compress, it means to squeeze something. Are you here? So it was 10 years. Now imagine we squeeze it to become 1 year. Imagine we have got a line. We have got a rope. Mm-hmm. A very long one. Then someone brings it together and compresses it. And then puts it in his hand like this. Something that when you spread it, it can go very far. So no. Then you compress it. You squeeze it. And it becomes in your hand. Because you've compressed it. So God uses compression to shorten certain things. To cut certain things. Because his matters, his business, requires haste. Are you hearing me? I imagine you're still waiting to say, I need to have resources to start doing it. when God called David to say, "You are a king," the man was just a boy. He didn't have an army. He didn't have advisors. There was nobody around him. Just, "You'll be a king." All you have right now is the word. The rest came after. Am I talking to you? The man couldn't wait. He couldn't wait. He said, "I'm the king." Oh, read your scriptures. The man, before becoming a king, he began to mobilize soldiers. He had an army. Am I speaking to you? The man had what? An army. The man began to mobilize, preparing, because he understood the assignment. So if God tells you now to say, "I want to use you," whether in ministry, "I want to anoint you, I want to use you, I want to use you on the pulpit," you don't have to wait. Begin to prepare. If God says, "I'm anointing you with the anointing of Cyrus, I'll give you money for my kingdom," what are you waiting for? Begin to move, begin to apply, begin to take some actions, because the king's business requires haste. Somebody shout, "I will no longer wait." Prophetic compression. Romans 9 verse 28.
"For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness."
How will he cut the time?
Short.
"For he will finish the work." I told you. He will finish his business. He will finish his projects in you in righteousness. He will cut those things short. If they were supposed to take time to happen, he will cut the time. He compresses the timelines. "For he will finish the work and cut it short."
"For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth."
How will his work be done upon the earth? I just want you to think that in your mind. Any work of God upon the earth, God makes it very short. He cuts the time. Imagine you have an assignment where you are. God wants you to preach. God wants you to touch lives, and you are still there. "I'm believing God." Ah, we are praying. We are praying. Amen, amen. Imagine God wants you to support his ministry financially, and until today, like, "Ah, no, I will do it. I'm believing." No. When you begin to understand the assignment, that it needs you to be haste. It needs you to be in haste. You will begin to pray such prayers. You begin to dedicate your ventures to God. You begin to say, "God is not mine, it's yours. God, I have a work you have given." Even your thinking will be fast. I pray in the name of Jesus today. I pray where you are. It doesn't matter where you are tonight, but I'm seeing this type of speed upon you. The Lord will compress time for you. Timelines will be cut short. Events will be cut short. Whatsoever you are believing in the Lord for, whatsoever you are praying for, the time will be cut short. It will happen quickly. It will happen fast. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, you will do the work of God very fast. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Choose one project or assignment under the banner of divine compression. Declare. Prophesy timeline compression. Prophesy time to be short. This now is not you praying like for you. This when you actually go, and now you are praying at a level of knowing it's not mine. Imagine now you're in your room. "Father, this is yours. I prophesy, time will be cut short. This is working for the king in his kingdom. There are so many people who are not in God's kingdom. Jesus told his disciples, wherever you go for miracles to happen, tell them the kingdom of God has come to you, and then heal them. There are things that happen only in the kingdom of God and not anywhere else. Certain things happen in his kingdom because in his kingdom, the kingdom requires what? Haste.